is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Just dial in and take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Stakel CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website. You click, you download, they're yours. In fact, the last week's worth of the show is on the front page, and then if you click into the archive section, you can go all the way back to 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com, and the archives are brought to you by HostGator.
Yeah, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. If you just go use hostgator.freetalklive.com, you can go there, take advantage of their free site builder tools and templates, and they make it extraordinarily easy for you to buy the URL and then set up the site all there at hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Let's continue with the phone calls, the phones, and the fun. Going to David in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going?
Hey, David, what's on your mind?
The first caller was actually right. You can use Whois to look up personal information on websites.
Oh, of course he's right about that. It's called
Point of Contact.
Yeah, I didn't say he wasn't right about that. You can go to whois.godaddy.com, and you can look up,
talking,
I think, HostGator.
I'm talking on the command line. I'm not talking going to a website and using it. I'm not talking about actually using the program on a computer.
I see.
If you use Linux, that's their problem, not mine.
Right. Yeah, so clearly you can get information about a website, but that's not how the government got the information. They got it because
they got it through Google AdSense. Because you got to fill out a W-2 form when you fill out anything for ad-like revenue or any information like that.
That's crazy, in my opinion. I think people should stop doing that crap.
Well, it's hard to make money online without it, you know? They got you by the pullions, like they say over here in Rhode Island.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've made money online without filling out that stuff.
Yeah, but that's all your porn sites and stuff, you know. That's easy to make money like that.
I wish I had a porn site. Maybe I could save money.
I don't think anybody's going to pay to see
me. I'm only joking.
Come on. No, yeah, probably
I think
Mark.
It's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy, you know.
All right,
I mean,
so what
else are they going to do? Well, that's basically, that's how they get your information.
Well, that's not how they got the information. They got it from people volunteering it via the tax forms.
Well, I think he's right with the W-2s, because the W-2s are filled out, or whatever it is, and
but
then
it's not by doing it.
1099s come along, because that's what you made, and then so you have to fill in. Once you've got the 1099, the other half has already been sent to the government, so you feel obligated to fill out your tax form with it. So he's right. That's
Well, I thought what you were saying is they got the information from doing a Whois online.
Well, you could. Well, if you're in a town of Philadelphia, then you're only looking for people who are in Philadelphia. But yeah, you are right. They would send a 1099, but Google AdSense only pays you out when you break the $100 mark. I've had Google AdSense for over 3 years now. I've only made like $40, so. But I don't worry about
there.
That tax anyway. So, not my
where
problem.
Where do you live?
I live in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. Do they have a city income tax where you live?
I'm pretty sure they do, but not on blogging. Yeah, pretty sure is exactly right.
Gotcha. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Kurt, listening in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kurt.
Hi. The coins using to pay a fine idea?
Yes, sir.
I had a friend try to do that at the DMV in California when I was living there.
How'd it go?
I had a feeling about it, so I didn't bring any ID. The sheriffs really didn't like that. But he went up with a box of pennies, nickels, and dimes and went to the cashier and tried to give it to them, and they said no. And he said, I'm trying to pay my fine. There's $123 in this box. They said, we don't have to take it. And the person behind the counter went back, came out with a photocopy of a page of the county rule book that literally said, coins you are not required to accept coins.
You know, it's interesting that they can make these laws, and they're not challenged because usually it's not worth challenging them, is that this is legal tender. I think it's good for all debts, and they have to take it. But, you know, they make their law, and if nobody fights it in court, then it's never proven wrong.
Well, the coins don't say that. The bills say that.
But they're still legal tender. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it says it on
there.
Yeah.
I should think so, but they had a rule in their book that said
the rule doesn't have to be constitutional. It doesn't have to be right. It doesn't have to be just. It doesn't even have to be legal. If it's not challenged in court, then it's never going to be found out
as
such.
And what's that going to cost? And what's it cost to challenge that in court?
So you're going to spend $10,000 to take the city to court to be able to pay your $123 fine in pennies.
Right, so basically there's a fairly large range in which they can make whatever arbitrary rules they want to and feel safe that nobody will ever be able to challenge them on it.
Yeah, well, I found that interesting that they could write a rule about what they could and couldn't accept or weren't required to accept.
Now,
I wish I could write rules like that.
Yeah,
was
it'd be awesome.
Was that talked about on the Complete Liberty podcast?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, because I know that the Wes from the Complete Liberty podcast went out to pay some fine or some fee to the government people, and they demanded that they count it in front of them or something like that. I don't remember if it was coins or coins or not. Maybe they were paying with ones. I think the guy was kind of aping what we did here in Keene and paid with ones, and they demanded he count it for them. So it was just a slightly little bit less free out there in San Diego or wherever that happened. So here in Keene, they counted the money. In California, the man who wanted to pay had to count the money in front of the bureaucrats. So the bureaucrat was too lazy to actually count through the money.
It got very interesting when my friend who was holding this piece of photocopied paper in his hand grabs his box and says, "Fine, then I'll leave." The person behind the counter, with bulletproof glass and everything, this is, after all, the California DMV, says, "Wait, you can't take that." And that's all that the sheriff's deputies heard. They tackled him, threw him to the floor, dragged him out. They suspected me because I didn't move. I was just standing watching the whole thing, and they had a nice sheriff with his very strong grip on my arm the whole time because I refused to move.
So what she meant was you can't leave with a photocopy, right?
Exactly. Yep. You can't take that photocopy. But they didn't know what it was that he wasn't allowed to take. They saw him leaving with a box and decided
he must
be some kind of horrible person. Handcuffed, practically strip searched in the lobby. And then we had to go, since I said, yes, I'm with him, I'm just here to watch. We went in to see the same nice guy behind the bench. I can't say judge. Administrator? Mm. That had given him the ticket in the first place. And he said, "Oh, back again?" We knew we were lost.
Oh, yeah.
There's no hope here.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there's no hope in California. In fact, Wes Bertrand from Complete Liberty Podcast, I think, admitted as much recently on his last show, which I heard on LRN.FM, that he was talking about moving out to Keene. I guess he's halfway here. He's come out to his parents' house, and it was either Idaho or Iowa, one of those I states. He's living there for a little while, and then I guess toward the end of the year he's planning on coming out here. And so I think that'll be great because he's going to encourage more people to make the move. And the more people we can get here, the sooner, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Because, you know, what is the chance that liberty is going to take hold anywhere else but here in New Hampshire?
Well, when I was living in San Jose back in the mid-90s, that was the first city I'd ever heard of that got an armored personnel carrier for this local city police department.
Well, you know they love that. Yeehaw!
They had an APC. Soon after Waco or Oklahoma City or something, they announced,
"Yes,
we've got one."
It's spread since then. I mean, even the smallest towns and little counties all around the country, these guys have armored personnel carriers.
San Jose gets an armored personnel carrier before East Palo Alto? Doesn't even make any sense.
Hey,
well, East Palo Alto isn't as big.
Right, but it's
East Palo Alto is kind of small. It's not a huge town. San Jose is actually quite large.
It is big
physically.
You'd be surprised though how many small towns and things like that.
They all want
tanks. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. There's even a military program that gives military surplus stuff, the stuff they don't need anymore, to local police departments around the country, just to make them even more militarized. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Just dial in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 1-800-259-9231. And it is, again, brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. You need collections work done, get in touch with them. You can find them on the website, freetalklive.com. They're the first banner in our banner column and have been for a long, long time.
Long time.
Long time. Yeah, so thanks to SACL CAI. By the way, you can, again, visit the website and enjoy all the features there for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, some of those features include listening options, live streams, You get the details on our listen lines, which allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live any old time you want to. Of course, if you've got free long distance, then it costs you nothing. If you have to pay for long distance, well, keep that in mind. You need to know your calling plans. We also have live streams and a satellite option and, of course, our wonderful radio stations across the country from Alaska to Florida and New Hampshire to Hawaii. So head on over to freetalklive.com.
We need a main station really bad.
You know, not even Dr. Laura has a main station, Mark. So it's, you know.
You're working on Dr. Laura affiliates because she's off the air right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm doing in the daytime. All right. So we'll take your phone calls about anything. Let's go to Alex listening in New Jersey on the Amp Lines. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. I think you need a New Jersey station, too.
Yeah. Well, you can help us with that. Details on how to get on local talk stations are found at localfac, L-O-C-A-L-F-A-Q. freetalklive.com. And there's some details there as to how to get in touch with your local station and what to say when you do, etc. localfaq.freetalklive.com. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. So I took a medical course in a town about an hour away from me recently. And during the class, I was sitting next to a detective of the local town. And we were kind of...
Before you go on, what's a detective taking a medical course for?
It's called Core 13. It's a refresher course so that you can recertify your emergency medical technician.
Why is a detective doing that? Don't they have ambulance drivers for that?
Well, no, because he's an EMT also.
Okay.
In addition to being a detective.
Volunteer? Hold on just a second. Is he employed as a detective and then he's an EMT as a volunteer in his town or something?
Yes.
Okay.
So we were sitting next to each other just by happenstance, and we were talking with each other and BSing. And then after the class, we went out into the parking lot, and then I was acting very interested in what he had to say about law enforcement and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me the back of his car and how he has all the forensic stuff, and he was showing me how he dusts for fingerprints. And I think that's pretty interesting by itself from a scientific standpoint. So we were talking, and it was obvious that he wanted to recruit me.
To be a cop?
So he was like, yeah.
Okay.
Does he get a signing bonus?
Headhunt.
But he doesn't know my politics or lack thereof, and I'm not going to openly just go and tell him that, obviously. So he said to me, you know, if you want to come down to the station, I can give you a tour of the offices and stuff. And I said, sure. So he drives me, and then we go down to the dispatching center, and I see all the nice setup that they have with the flat-screen TVs and stuff. I was pretty wowed by that, and we went to the offices, and he shows me how he does his detective work and how he spots people who look suspicious. He was telling me about all the crimes and stuff that happens in the area, and he never mentioned that he did any detective work for victimless crimes, namely drugs. And I was happy about that he's solving real crimes such as property theft, burglaries, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, that's the stuff that gets people in, you know, that they don't tell you, hey, kid, come on in, you're going to bust your friends who are smoking pot.
Right, and I'm sure he would bust people for marijuana.
Sure he would, too.
But the thing is that we have rapport with each other. And as we were talking, I would drop these liberty-minded ideas just casually, and they were packaged very nicely, and he seems receptive to it. For example, I was telling him, we were talking about crime on the streets with guns, and I said, in New Hampshire, they don't have very many gun laws, and practically many people, guns are ubiquitous in New Hampshire, and the crime rates are very low. And I got him to agree with me that if we removed gun legislation or gun regulations, that we could have a better effect on the crime rates.
That's usually pretty easy with cops until they start finding out, you know, you mean everybody's going to be able to have guns? But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I feel like I can have an effect on him, and I feel like that I already got him to agree with this one already, and that I can plant these seeds in his mind. So before I left, he said, hey, when you're back in New Jersey for winter break or Thanksgiving or whatever, come down to call me, because he gave me a cell phone number, come down to the station and we can, I'll do undercover work in plain clothes and I'll show you around because it's right on the beach and the craziest stuff happens on the beach. So what would happen is we would go to like one of the good restaurants and what he's going to do is he's going to look around and he's going to say, hey, that guy looks suspicious. And then I'd ask him why. And then he would explain to me exactly what he's doing and why he thinks that certain people are suspicious for certain reasons and how he does his undercover work when he's in plain clothes. And I'm interested in this. I want to learn more about this.
Absolutely.
But now,
yeah, you should.
At the same time, I don't want to be a hypocrite as a voluntarist hanging out with a detective, with a cop, with somebody who's obviously hurting people by throwing people in drugs for jail, but at the same time...
Well, now, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Now, I see where you're coming from, but I've gone on a ride-along with the cops before as a voluntarist, and I didn't have any responsibility for what the cop was doing in that case. You know, what I did was not going to have any effect on them. It was for the purpose of having a conversation with a police officer and talking about these issues and things like that. So if you're sitting out there at this restaurant and he says, "Yeah, all right, now look, Alex, there's that guy over there. He just did a drug deal and blah, 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 so he's a bad guy." That would be a great opportunity to start talking about the war on drugs. And it could be a really useful experience.
Yeah, I don't see anything other than, somebody, some better-than-thou sort of libertarian saying, "Well, you shouldn't be hanging out with law enforcement officers."
How else are they supposed to get the ideas?
They don't have any standing. These would essentially be the Pharisees of the libertarian movement.
How else are these cops supposed to get...
The difference, Ian, is that cop knew your position. He doesn't know my positions because I'm very good at packaging what I say and how I say it.
I don't think that matters.
How's that relevant to the conversation?
Well, because I think that I'm not lying to him, but I'll say, but when the way that I act around him, I act like I'm interested in law enforcement. When I'm really hiding all the politics, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you're not displaying your full viewpoint in front of him for fear of what that might cause as far as the reaction.
For goodness sakes, he's a police officer. He should know all this stuff, right? He should be able to tell what people are thinking. That's what the suggestion is.
Yeah, I don't really understand what the concern is, Alex. I mean, if you're interested in seeing what he does, then go out and have the experience with him. And
I wouldn't miss the opportunity.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity, especially to continue dropping those ideas. Does that mean he's going to convert anytime soon? Probably not, but like you said, you're just planting seeds, so I fully support it. It's not like you're it's not like you're going to be doing the aggressing against anybody, and anytime he suggests it, you can say, "Well, wait a minute, it's just drugs," and then get into that conversation.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing. No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure.
foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The show is Free Talk Live. We allow you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's SACL's CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including our shrine of female listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, validated videos are accepted as well. Shrine.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you probably ever imagined possible here in New Hampshire. When you move here as part of the Free State Project, or come up and visit, you'll still be shocked at how much activism you'll be able to participate in a relatively short period of time, and how many people you'll meet that love liberty. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue with your calls, David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Did you all hear anything about Michael Moore? Gave $5,000 to Bradley Manning's defense fund.
Oh, good on him.
I did hear that, yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. You know, I can't say that I'm a big fan of Michael Moore's politics in general, but
the guy does a lot of good things as far as I'm concerned.
He believes what he says. Yeah. And I find that so refreshing because I feel that, a lot of the pundits out there just in it for the money.
He gets it wrong, certainly on a number of issues. I mean, he is a socialist, basically, but he's against the war, and he realized pretty quickly that Barack Obama was not going to be ending it. And I think he was one of the first people in the kind of that side of things to come out against him.
Plus, he exposes, he sees through the lies a lot of times, which is a lot of lies.
He has seen through some lies.
He sees through lies. I don't know that I like his solutions, but yeah, I totally, I often agree with what he has to say as far as what is the problem.
Right. The real problem he hasn't successfully identified, and the real problem is the willingness of human beings to use coercive force on their peaceful human neighbors. He hasn't gotten that one yet, and I don't know if he's even close.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine just a little while ago, and I asked him about the Free Staters, and I said, "What do you think about the Free Staters?" And he's like, he, like many people, wasn't happy about the activism part, but I was trying to tell him I thought the activism part was good. I like it. I think
what do you have
good.
To say about it?
He thought it was immature or silly or something.
Yeah, it seems to be a consensus. I don't know that I agree with it because it's hard to say, you know, who's mature, who's not. What define mature?
Yeah, I think it's immature to threaten your neighbors with violence if they don't go along with your plans, and that's
plus
what
they're absurd.
Does.
They do absurd things, like arrest people for drinking water and stuff like that, and they take themselves way too seriously and are way too petty and.
Absolutely. But you see, the reason why they do that, though, David, the reason why they have all this pomp and circumstance surrounding what they do is because it's all a cover for violence, right? So the government people have to act as though what they're doing is acceptable and what they're doing is respectable and that, that we are very important and that how dare you, disrupt our proceedings and, how dare you laugh at us because what we're doing is serious. This is serious business. And it's a scam. I mean, they're just covering for the common threat of violence. They're nothing more than the most successful criminal gang out there. Now, I'll be fair. The city of Keene or the city of wherever you live is more accountable than any other governmental agency because they're closer to you. And of course, a larger city like Philadelphia, as we were talking about earlier,
less accountable.
They're far less accountable than the people in the city of Keene, and the city of Keene is less accountable than the people in the town of fill in the blank. So the smaller the government is, the more close it is to people, the more accountable it is. But it's still at its core value is violence. It is based on aggressive force. And people don't want to see that, and the government doesn't want them to see that, and the government doesn't want anybody to be seen laughing at them or taking them lightly, because then other people might be encouraged to laugh at them and take them lightly. And if everybody all of a sudden starts not taking them very seriously, then what do they have left?
And if you engage with them on their terms, to an extent, you're validating what they are. And I don't think they should be validated.
I'm with you. It makes sense to me, but there's not much that you. And Mark, you were telling me about one of your neighbors off the air who you were having a conversation with, and he was explaining to you that he thinks that what was the word he used about the activist?
Frustrating, silly things like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't see the activism as beneficial. He doesn't see it as doing anything worth doing.
And he's somebody who would describe as a libertarian.
I don't know that he would self-describe as a libertarian, but I've talked to this guy. He's my neighbor. I've talked to him many, many times over the course of years, and I can tell you that this guy is really pretty close, just as his general thoughts.
I think that it's a communications issue. It may be a generation gap. I mean, it's hard for me to explain this because you don't know what people are thinking and what kind of preconceptions they have going into experiencing the activism up here.
I wasn't telling you to chasten you or the activists that are up here doing this stuff. I understand. I'm just telling you, look, this is feedback I'm getting. There's a lot of feedback out there like this. There is some feedback to the opposite side, and I don't know what is, is the community split 30-70? Is it split the other way 30-70? I don't have any idea.
I think there's also a percentage of people that just don't know or don't care either.
I think that those people largely are being recruited by the larger media streams out there, and those larger media streams think that you guys suck.
Well, a lot of negative people have the bigger mouths, and I don't think they're that. I don't think the big mouths are loud, but I don't think they're that many numbers to me.
I agree with you. And David, you're out on the streets and you're calling from Keene, New Hampshire. I've seen you out and about, and you know you're talking to people, and a lot of the activists are out talking to people too when they're at work and they're out just kind of out and about in social scenes and things like that, and they're not hearing it. You know, I mean, they're just not hearing a lot of the supposed hatred and anger.
Well, there's a new group, the Free Keene Against the Free Keene, whatever. Well, which it's not very big, but it's relatively new.
It's a new Facebook group that's been formed. It's called Free Keene from the Free Keene Stigma, and even they are not the haters. They are not the ones who are sniping anonymously from the local newspaper forum.
Those are old people.
We don't know who they are, Mark.
Likely they are. They're reading newspapers
on an internet connection. I don't think they're as likely to be elderly, but I think they're just nasty people from anywhere around the world that don't like what's going on here. There's no evidence that any of them are even here in Keene. I mean, there's no way to know for sure because they're anonymous posts online. This new group, I think they're coming at it from a constructive angle. I originally had called them an opposition group, but they're really only opposed to some of the methods of some of the activists that might be associated with Free Keene, and they're interested in having discussions. And they're going to be doing some sort of a demonstration. They're not calling it a protest. It's a demonstration. And they're saying it's going to be a demonstration in favor of one of the activists who has written a letter, Heike, the lady who was arrested for having a beer in the park. She's written a letter to the city council to try to get them to consider the open container ordinance. So they're having a demonstration supposedly in support of her writing a letter. So they are those who wish to see activists work within the system, right? And what I said to them on their Facebook group was, look, I don't think the system works very well at all. But if you can prove to me that you can use the system to make government smaller, please, I'd love to be proven wrong. Just don't expect me to get very excited about it until you can make show proof of concept. Because for all the talk about smaller government, one of the local city councilors on the radio just this past weekend said something to the effect of, "We all want smaller government," when she was talking about how...
Which is this is the silly pandering that always tickles the crap out of me. I mean, Keene has the largest, essentially you pay the most taxes in the state of New Hampshire,
yep,
in the city of Keene, and these people talk about small government as
right.
if they're where not lying out of their pants.
Where if we all want smaller government, then where the heck is it? Anyway, David, thanks for the call and the thoughts. As always, appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So come on up here, freestateproject.org. There's a lot of fun to be had and a lot to learn about, too. We'll come back with your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live in moments away.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up whatever you want. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. And tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Head on over, enjoy the features there, including our news updates. You get signed up, you will know what's going on about Free Talk Live, and you'll know it first. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on board. Also, if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the Amazon's profits. It's the Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer with a tremendous amount of products for you to, from which you can choose. They've got dozens of categories, and you can even buy used items if you want to save a few extra bucks. But, of course, if you're buying brand new, in many cases you'll get free Super Saver shipping. So get your shopping done. Get your stuff that you want or need delivered directly to your door or office or wherever it is you want to deliver it, and then feel good because not only are you getting a great deal on the products you're looking for, but Free Talk Live is getting a portion of Amazon's profits. When you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue here. A quick update, and then, Mark, you're going to tell us about voting machines. But a quick update on some good news. Catherine Bleich, who is not living in New Hampshire, but is one of our frequent visitors here to New Hampshire, one of the more noteworthy liberty activists out there, she was found not guilty. And she had a trial last week. I guess it was Thursday or something like that. I don't remember what day it was. I was there, but she had a trial, and it was for the disorderly conduct arrest that happened at the 420 celebration during the Liberty Forum earlier this year, late February. It was March, actually, this year. It was late March.
In Nashua, New Hampshire.
In Nashua, New Hampshire, there was one young man who was arrested for cannabis possession, and then some other folks stood in front of the police car, and those people were found guilty, as I understand it. I don't know about the young man with the cannabis, but the people standing in front of the police car were found guilty of so-called disorderly conduct. Catherine did not stand in front of the police car. She was using her video camera and was getting fairly close to the police, apparently, with that camera and asking them a bunch of very important probing questions about freedom and what they were doing to peaceful people. And she was pretty upset. She was pretty heated that day. And, you know, she didn't attack the cops or anything like that. She was just verbally assaulting them, if you will. And she had her camera, and I loved every word that she said. It was just great stuff. If you haven't seen the videos, you can look for Nashua 420 on freekeen.com, and I think that'll probably pull most of them up. But they went after her. They arrested her that day. She was charged with disorderly conduct. And then they effed around with her by basically making her come
setting
out.
Setting a court date and then canceling the court date after she had come all the way from Texas to New Hampshire.
That's right. And so she came all the way back out from Texas to New Hampshire last week for the actual trial, which did transpire. And she had an attorney, which was a difference as well. The other folks defended themselves.
Yes, the eminent Seth Hipple.
One could say that it was the attorney that made the difference, but on the other hand, she also didn't stand in front of the police car, so that was probably a pretty big factor.
Could be either.
But, yeah, who knows? That remains to be seen. There is still one more trial that is yet to happen, the trial of Lauren Canario, who was another one of the disobedients that was in front of the police car. So we shall see. Oh, and Bill, I think Big Mike still has his trial yet to come as well. So two more trials from that particular day. And so I guess some good news. She was found not guilty. So hooray.
That's good news.
And not that if she'd been found guilty, it would have meant anything anyway, because it's unlikely they would have ended up hitting her with a fine, because they would have probably given her a suspended sentence. And since she's not in New Hampshire, she doesn't really have to worry about that.
And not guilty leaves them open for a lawsuit. So that's a good thing.
For a false arrest.
Yeah.
Well, that's an excellent point. Yeah, because I don't think anybody's ever really been found not guilty on anything significant like this.
Cops shouldn't be arresting somebody who's filming them.
This is a great point. I'm sure that Seth Hipple, the attorney, has thought of this, but should run it by him anyway, just in case.
Yeah, I can't imagine he missed that.
He's pretty on the ball. He did a real good job at the trial. Yeah. One of the things that he tried
to do... Smart as whip, George Mason graduate.
One of the things that he did was question the police on their report writing skills. So the police were making these allegations in court about what Catherine was allegedly doing, and he would call them out like, well, that wasn't in your report. If it was an important element of a crime, shouldn't it have been in your police report? And the cops were, So it was great. He really cornered him. Anyway, congrats to Catherine Fleisch. Your calls are welcome, 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Mark, you've got a story about voting. Because voting... That's how you're supposed to change the system. That's what the critics are saying toward the civilly disobedient people. You guys need to cut it out and just work within the system and vote.
And part of the idea of voting machines is that they're going to make the counting more accurate.
The electronic ones?
Yeah, the electronic machines out there, they're going to make it more accurate, and we don't have to worry about these. These things will be as accurate. Don't worry. They create their own paper trail, and they're tamper-proof. This is from the Brad blog at bradblog.com. I got it actually off of Freedom's Phoenix. This is your Sequoia touchscreen voting machine.
Wait a minute. Did he get his business privilege license?
I don't know.
If a blog doesn't have the license, I don't know if I trust them.
I don't think he's in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
This is your Sequoia touchscreen voting machine with Pac-Man hacked into it without disturbing any of the tamper evidence seals supposedly meant to protect it from hackers.
What?
That's right. The Pac-Man hack into the Sequoia Dominion voting machines was revealed this week.
Well, that sounds really friendly. The Dominion.
Yeah. It was accomplished without breaking any of the tamper evidence seals that voting machine companies and election officials claim are used to ensure nobody can physically hack into them without being discovered. We discovered the machine with the original tamper evidence seals intact, the hackers from Princeton and University of Michigan reported. The software can be replaced without breaking any of these seals simply by removing a few screws and opening the case. There is video of checking this out that you can see.
Oh man!
Yep, this it's amazing. It's amazing.
Is that it?
No. It does go on. It says that short of adding tamper evidence seals to these machines, the same seals that went undisturbed when Pac-Man was hacked into the Sequoia AVC Edge machine, very little has changed since 2006. Most of the same hackable, often 100% unverifiable electronic voting systems are still in use today. In both primary elections this year, such as the one where the unknown, unemployed, campaignless Alvin Green was said to have defeated four-term state legislator Circuit Court Judge Vic Rawl for the Democratic U.S. Senate nomination, as well as in general elections this November.
Oh, never fear.
The voting machines not made by Sequoia was used by the 80% of other jurisdictions in the U.S. work largely the same way and are largely equally as hackable.
Mark, these are hackers. We're talking about the government here. Don't you trust them?
This doesn't have anything to do with it. No. And these hackers took the machine, took some screws out, and slipped in some software and hacked them. Are you telling me that somebody can't do that in a voting booth inside of 5 minutes and then hack the whole system and throw an election?
Look, it's the government.
It's not the government. This is one person in a voting booth.
They care.
The government may care, but they're incompetent.
We'll detect. Our IT team.
How come they didn't detect this? How come they haven't detected the previous hacks like this?
Our IT teams are on the job. We pay them.
But they've missed these several times.
We'll pay them more.
Pay them all you want. They're still going to be government bureaucrats. They're still going to be unaccountable. Nobody went to prison for the previous hacks, and nobody will go to prison because nobody's accountable.
Shh. Look. What we need to do is just buy new voting machines.
Or go back to paper, or whatever. No, the fact is that if you think that voting is what your solution is, maybe on the local level, maybe where there isn't that much money at stake.
Maybe in New Hampshire where you can actually watch them count the votes.
When it gets to the point that there's so much money in play, it's not about who votes. It's about who counts them.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not saying every election's thrown. But I'm telling you, some of them are.
They can do it if they want to. And there's even been shenanigans up here in New Hampshire where they have paper ballots. They don't have the electronic machines up here. Remember during
the primaries, they took they had these boxes. They're supposed to be sealed with the tape.
Right.
The tape wasn't on them. And then they were just folded up together. And you're to assume that the ballots in those boxes were the ones cast by the people who were in the voting places.
There were all kinds of really questionable situations. And what do you do?
Well, I guess that what you can do is move enough liberty-loving people to one place where they will keep an eye on these things. I was invited in my town to watch the ballot counting this last election. And, you know, I intend to take them up on these things when I have an opportunity. Unfortunately, they do the counting at 7 to 8 o'clock, which normally
nobody
puts
ever
me on
wants
the air.
To go to that stuff.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, we're out of time. For tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night, though. You can join us online in the meantime, of course, at freetalklive.com. Just trust them. They're the government. Right? They deserve your trust. They've earned it, certainly. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. They wouldn't do anything to hurt you.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.